Christ is risen. We say that on Easter, don't we? We say that to everybody around us. Christ is risen. But do we really know what that means? It's not an easy question to answer. It means that you're probably in church, for one thing, and you're there to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I believe that too many people think about the resurrection only in terms of the past, kind of like we think about the 4th of July as something that happened a long time ago, and it was certainly an important event, but we may have lost a feel for just how significant that event really was. 238 years ago, the 56 men signed that Declaration of Independence, and I'm afraid that amidst all the barbecues and fireworks, we may not appreciate what was at stake back then for those men, just as we don't always appreciate the sacrifice that so many people made in that great revolution that took place, the American Revolution, people who put their lives on the line, and many people lost their lives in that struggle. And so likewise, amidst all the Easter egg hunts and the bunnies and the ham dinners and the parades, I wonder if we've lost our connection with the resurrection and its significance. So this morning, I'd like to remind you what it's all about. If you asked anyone how significant the resurrection of Jesus was, you'd get answers ranging from it didn't really happen to it changes everything. Clearly, I believe that it changes everything, and though I confess that in my life, my words and my deeds don't always indicate that. I'm a big fan of God's grace, but I'm also a struggling disciple, struggling with a heart that should care more, should do more, and should love God with the same intensity that God loves me. And I suppose that I'm here because I have a sense of just how much God loves me, indeed how much He loves all of us, and I care that there are a lot of people out there that could benefit from knowing that love, knowing just how much God loves you. And Easter is God's perfect way of showing that love. There are two elements that I want to discuss with you this morning, two components to Easter. The first is the resurrection, and the second is Jesus. Easter is the resurrection of Jesus. Why are these two components so important and so intertwined? Well, let's talk about the resurrection first. Why is that important? Because it's about life here on earth. It was flesh and blood that was resurrected. Perhaps you know of some folks that you might say are so heavenly minded that they're of no earthly good. You probably don't know too many unless you happen to be among them. You might recognize them by that bumper sticker on their car that says, "In case of rapture, this car will be unmanned." I kind of like the responsive bumper sticker, which says, "In case of rapture, can I have your car?" Their conversations, these people, these rapture-minded people, often include biblical references to the rapture, and they've read a few more than 66 books in their lives, basically the books of the Bible and the ones that they've been required to read in school, and perhaps a few books about the rapture. They'll quote you scripture passages in King James English related to the rapture, to perdition, to damnation. And when you find yourselves in their company, you'll find this involuntary urge in you to slowly back away from them and to look for the nearest exit. That's why you may not know many of them, is because they tend to congregate together and you tend to avoid them. As a pastor, I'm familiar with the rapture theology and the sort of person who embraces it. And sometimes I find myself in the company of some of these folks. If I'm given the opportunity, though, I speak to them, and I question them, and I try to bring them down to earth if I can. The earth, after all, is good. God created it. We should cherish it and not be anxiously waiting to vacate it. In fact, we should be trying to save the earth because God certainly is at work saving it. God resurrected a human being, flesh and blood. Jesus died, but His spirit didn't just whisk away to heaven afterwards. He walked and He talked and He breathed and He ate fish after the resurrection. His body was different. He could reappear, He could disappear, He could enter and exit through closed doors. The disciples didn't always recognize it was Jesus until He said something or did something to cue them in, but He was resurrected in body. The Bible is very clear on that, not in spirit. And this means that the here and the now is important. It's not all about just enduring this place until we die and then God takes our spirit away to heaven. Our bodies are good. Even our old bodies are good. A little bit maybe out of sorts, maybe a pain here and there in the joints, but they're good. And God cares about us in the here and the now. And just as Jesus was resurrected in a new body, so too will God create a new earth, and we will be created and recreated in a new earth. So, point one, the resurrection of the body shows that the here and the now is important to God, just as they are important to us. Second, God resurrected Jesus. The resurrection is about Jesus. I don't think it would have mattered too much if God had resurrected me. I might like it, but I'd probably freak a lot of people out. And I know that if anyone would have had any clue why me, I doubt anybody would have had any clue about why me being resurrected. The resurrection wasn't just about God doing some magic trick to some random person. God could resurrect it anyone he chooses. But God chose to resurrect Jesus. The resurrection makes sense in light of Jesus's life. And to be honest with you, we really don't know that much about Jesus's life. Almost all we know is in the New Testament, and the New Testament isn't that big. But there's enough to convince anyone that Jesus is worthy of our praise and worthy of our allegiance. For me to tell you that he was the Son of God who died for our sins, that doesn't really do him justice. It may be true, but a simple comment like that ends up raising more questions than it does answering. And it raises some silly questions like, well, if I believe in Jesus as Savior and King and Lord, will I go to heaven? Is there a place I can plug in my cell phone? Do I have to share a room with any of those folks who are waiting for the rapture? All those are very selfish questions that really don't have to do with what Jesus was all about. To simply say that Jesus was the Son of God who died for my sins can also raise some very serious questions like, well, why did Jesus have to die? Or did Jesus have to die? Did God order Jesus to die? And there have been, and still are, a lot of bad answers to those questions that are out there, that are being tossed around, that can kind of take away from our understanding of what Easter is all about. We shouldn't reduce Jesus to a title. It doesn't begin to explain who he was any more than a one-page resume tells any person about what I was like. So briefly, let me tell you why the resurrection of Jesus is important. Jesus's entire ministry on this earth focused on establishing God's kingdom here and now. God had created us to live peacefully, joyfully, lovingly on this earth, and we screwed up. God set the rules, we broke them. We tried to figure out ways to get ahead of others, to get more than others. Basically, it's about egoism. The strong began to dominate the weak, deceiving them, taking advantage of them, robbing them, terrorizing them, torturing and murdering them. Chaos prevailed both on a personal level, with neighbors cheating against neighbors and taking from neighbors, and on a more political level, on a more institutional level, with kingdoms such as Rome enslaving, extorting, subjugating, and terrorizing entire nations unless they satisfied Rome's needs. And Romans were among the nicer rulers that Israel endured. Yet independence movements resulted in thousands of Jews being crucified, often just to scare others from considering fighting against Rome. Jesus came not only to set an example of how individuals deal or treat one another, his message about the kingdom of God challenges the entire system of domination, challenges egoism that has been the status quo since we can remember. Jesus marched into Jerusalem proclaiming God's kingdom. He cast out the money changers for God's kingdom. He was ultimately crucified because he was advocating God's way of doing things. Not a kingdom in the clouds where your spirit goes when you die, but a kingdom here on earth where peace and justice are the order of the day. Jesus lived out that peace, freedom, that justice here on this good earth, yet he was crucified by those who ruled by violence and oppression and injustice. Now, do you see why the resurrection of Jesus was so important? God has declared Jesus to be the winner. The old order that was based on selfish gain and might makes right has failed. The ego has failed. Rome has failed. Jesus is the winner. The kingdom of God is the winner. God's kingdom prevails. The victory over sin and death has been won, although the war still rages. We don't have to look far to find hatred and greed and violence, but the kingdom of God is upon us, and it is growing. And Jesus calls us to join his team, to join that kingdom. We bear witness to the kingdom of God. In Christ, we are a new people, representing a new order, representing the kingdom of God, both on an individual level and on a social level. It's more than established, it's about establishing that kingdom here on earth and around us and in our neighborhood. Jesus' resurrection is proof positive that God is a God of the here and now, who is on our side as long as we're on his side, as long as we're on one another's side. Jesus' resurrection is the greatest reason of all to celebrate, as long as we are part of his kingdom. May the magnitude of this truth, the importance of this resurrection, may it fill your heart and mind each day with a joy beyond measure, and may it inspire you to be kingdom builders.